Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3183. So these episodes you and I enjoy together, they tend to be on the short side, right? But every once in a while I get to open up the throttle and go long, as it were, and I got an opportunity to do that on the Hyperspace Heroes podcast, and I'm going to share an excerpt of that conversation here with you today. Punch it! Hey, Ripple Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So a while back, I got an invite from Brown Leader of the Hyperspace Heroes podcast, subtitled The Legend of Brown Squadron. Brown Leader, along with his two co-hosts, Scruffy and Droid Bader, DB for short, describe themselves as three OG Star Wars fans trying to make their way in the Star Wars podcast universe. And they very kindly invited me on the show for a High Republic discussion to kind of go over what's happened in Phase 1 and Phase 2 and things that we might have to look forward to in Phase 3. But they also had a couple of personal questions to ask as well, and some fun conversation about collecting and Star Wars memories. And for them, one of the conventions that they're particularly keeping an eye on is ICCC in Nashville. So they've got updates about that as well. And they said it would be cool if I shared an excerpt of our conversation here with you. So that's what I've got for you on the podcast today. Just a bit of the conversation that kicks off episode 39 of the Hyperspace Heroes podcast. And I'll post links to where you can find the entirety of the episode and that whole High Republic 101 conversation in the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well. For now, though, here we go. Here's an excerpt from my conversation with Brown Leader and Droid Bait and Scruffy from the Hyperspace Heroes podcast.
And the reason I reached out to you to talk about it is because you talk about everything, like you said, everything Star Wars. So we wanted to bring you on to talk about High Republic, and we're going to do that in a minute. But one thing that we ask all of our guests when they come on the show for the first time is, what does Star Wars mean to you?
So my answers to that are probably not going to be unfamiliar, but two things that jump to mind are hope and found family. And so for me, Star Wars has always been just a very hopeful thing. It taught me to kind of consider the idea that there was something available to me that was greater than the life that I had been born into. So I grew up in the suburbs of the San Fernando Valley in California, where when I was growing up, the per capita suicide rate of people in the Valley was the highest in the nation. And it was a situation where you kind of either were going to live there your entire life, or you were not going to live there your entire life, to, you know, put it kind of bluntly. And so to be able to get out in my own way, and not that it's a terrible place necessarily, but there must be something about it that is just, you know, not that great to rack up that kind of statistic. But I managed to be able to learn how to dream thanks to Star Wars, and to be able to hope for a better, you know, life and more exciting possibilities for my own life. So That's part of it. And the other part of it is the found family aspect of it. I grew up with a single mom and no contact with my dad, no brothers and sisters, no nothing. So a very small family, just a grandmother. And then, you know, family, like a cousin and an aunt and uncle, like up in Northern California, 400 miles away. So I had a really small family to work with. And to see how, you know, in a story where people could, you know, find each other and find common cause with each other and build friendships that way, that was also very heartwarming to me, very inspiring to me. And so those are the things that I particularly carry with me when it comes to Star Wars.
That's awesome. Yeah. And like you said, kind of a familiar thing. And I think, and you mentioned something in there about your imagination. And it's something that we're going to talk about on an upcoming episode is the value. And I think for our generation, the value of headcanon and what we as first generation fans, it really created in us as a generation, I think. And how I think it is just as important to Star Wars as anything else is that Lucasfilm actually produces. But no, great answer. And thank you for sharing that. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Guys, did you have any other follow-up questions before we jump into High Republic?
Yeah, I do. What's your first Star Wars memory?
I would say it's walking into the Toys R Us in, I think it was in Panorama City, if I'm not terribly mistaken, and just the wall of Star Wars figures. And to my memory, the thing was 15 feet high, like just went sky high and was just, you know, completely stocked, as opposed to what you see when you go to your local store these days. But like, I distinctly remember walking in. I don't have a memory of seeing Star Wars in the theater. I don't have a memory of seeing Empire in the theaters either. My first memory of one in the theater is Jedi. But I remember going into Toys R Us, and I can tell you, like, I have a strong memory of exactly where in that Toys R Us the Star Wars figures are or would have been. It's since been torn down. It doesn't exist anymore. But like, I knew like the exact aisle. It was toward the back, and I was making a beeline for it every time we walked in there. It didn't matter if I was able to get anything or not. I just wanted to sit there and go, and stare and wonder at all of it. That is really my first Star Wars memory.
That's relatable.
Absolutely. Well, clearly you're a collector based on what's going on behind you there. What was your first figure? Do you remember that?
Oh gosh. I do not. It'll definitely be one of the original 24. But I can't say for sure.
Yeah, I can't remember mine either, but it just amazes me how some people can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had that case. I had the case. Do you remember the case? It was like the two trays that you would stack on top of each other, and it had like, you know, like four across the top and four across the bottom that were the same height, and then on the ends it had two that were taller for Chewbacca and
IG-88.
And yes, exactly, and the smaller ones for the droids, like that. Yeah, and I remember being obsessed because the little insert that they put into there, it had three stormtroopers in the picture, and I was like, I have to have three stormtroopers because this is what's in this thing. So,
okay. Welcome to my next mission. As soon as I complete the figure collection, I only have four left to get.
Oh.
And then my next mission is to get the first case I remember having, which was the first final case from A New Hope, and actually doing just that. I have the sheets that the inserts that went in there and actually fill that thing full of figures like the inserts show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, good luck with that. And what are you missing?
I'm gonna need it. I am missing Han Carbonite, Luke Stormtrooper, Yak Face, of course, and EV-99.
Gotcha. All right. Well, if you've got a Monomon, you're doing pretty well.
Yes. My Amanaman is from when we were kids. Amanaman. I still have mine from when we were kids.
Nice.
And it's still in beautiful shape.
Wonderful.
That's awesome. A lot of the figures I have are from when we were kids, so.
I still have a few, but I sold a lot of my collection to pay for my wedding reception.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really, I mean, I'm perfectly happy with that 2 decades later. So I still have no issue about having done that.
Right.
But I still do have a few very select things.
Awesome. And there you go. That's an excerpt from my conversation with Brown Leader and Droid Bait and Scruffy from the Hyperspace Heroes podcast. And again, I will have it linked in the blog post of the show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well if you want to listen to the entire conversation. For now, that is going to do it for this episode of this podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.